证明我们继续来勉励。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue our encouragement.
我想这一节短短时间要继续勉励面对毁谤这件事。
So this short time, I'd like to continue on this topic to how to the challenges of slander.
那第三堂道理三点钟的，我们谈到毁谤圣灵的事情。
At the 3 o'clock sermon, we shared regarding slandering against the Holy Spirit.
那也看到撒旦对我们全面性的来攻击，全面性的毁谤。
You can see how the devil's attack against us is all directional.
那其中一个毁谤就是毁谤教会，毁谤神的帐幕。
And one of the attack is against the church of God, the tabernacle of God.
那你要毁谤教会呢，一定是先从我们的会名真耶稣教会这个名字来开始毁谤，然后一直延伸到我们的十大信仰。
So blaspheming against the church, of course, it begins with the name of the church and then going on to our 10 articles of faith.
特别是很重要的得救的五大教义。
Especially the doctrines that do with salvation.
那借着祷告这段时间，我们就来再一次的讲解真耶稣教会这一个奇妙的名字。
So in this prayer session, let's once again expound on this marvelous name, True Jesus Church.
真耶稣教会这个名字是独特，非常独特的名字来的。
So this name, True Jesus Church, is a very special name.
那这个名字叫人有了许多的争论。
But this name has caused much strife or arguments among men.
有人因为这个名字而认识了得救的真教会。
Some people, because of this name, they came to know the church, the only true church that saves.
可是也有人因为这个名字而跌倒离开这个教会。
But there are some, because of this name, they have fallen and departed from the church.
这正是主耶稣当日降生的时候所面对的问题。
And this was also the issue that Jesus faced while he was in his ministry on earth.
他降生的时候呢，神的仆人，神的先知预言。
So,
神的老仆人预言。
About his birth, old servant of God had this prophecy.
这孩子出生会叫许多人跌倒。
That this child will cause many to stumble.
可是又叫许多人得救了。
But will bring many to salvation.
我们来看路加福音书第二章。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 2.
这原来也就是我们今日真教会，真耶稣教会这个名字是跟耶稣的遭遇一样的。
And the name of the true church is the same as what Jesus has faced when he was born.
因为耶稣被攻击，就是因为他是耶稣嘛，他叫做耶稣嘛。
Jesus was attacked because he was named Jesus.
那就是因为救世主嘛。
Because he is the Savior.
今天我们真教会被攻击，也是因为得救的教会嘛。
Today the church has been attacked because we are the church that saves all mankind.
请看路加福音书二章。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 2.
33-35节。
Verse 33 to verse 35.
来一。三，孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话就稀奇，西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，而你自己的心也要被刀刺透。这个忠心老妇人对主耶稣，对玛利亚说，耶稣的母亲玛利亚说。
So this faithful servant of God, elderly faithful servant of God, said this to the mother of.
这是圣灵的预言，圣灵的说话。
Said that this is the prophecy of the Holy Spirit.
这个孩子被立，被高立。
This person has been anointed.
请注意哦。是叫以色列许多人跌倒哦。
As we are pointed for the fall of many.
有没有搞错？主耶稣是救主，这是叫许多人得救才对啊。
Jesus is a savior, shouldn't he have saved many?
但是圣灵预言说不是的。
But the Bible prophesies this is not.
这个孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒的。
That he has been appointed that many will fall.
可是呢，同时也要叫许多人兴起得救的。
At the same time, many will rise to salvation.
然后呢，因为这个孩子，这个耶稣呢，又要做毁谤的画饼，许多人因为耶稣不断的毁谤。
And many,
用耶稣这个名字不断的毁谤耶稣。
And many people use this name of Jesus and speak against him.
又叫许多人心里的意念， 隐藏着的意念，人家不知道的意念，因为这个耶稣这个招牌这个名字显露出来。
And for because of this name Jesus, the thoughts of many men that's been hidden will be revealed.
然后你自己的心也要被刀刺痛。
That even your own now your own soul will be pierced by the sword.
这个不正是我们真耶稣教会这个名字的遭遇一模一样吗
？Isn't this what the True Jesus Church because of this name we are facing today?
我们许多见证，因为这个真耶稣教会吸引许多神学家。甚至牧师，甚至长老，外教会长老来信主吧，因为这个名字。
So because of this name, we have attracted many pastors, theologians of the other churches to come believe the Lord.
他们不服啊，这个真耶稣教会我不服啊，就来查考，就来辩论啊。
Because they do not like this name, so they came to study and came to have an argument.
后来他们因为谦卑而认识了真理，而看到了。这个奇妙，这个名字的奇妙。
But when they came, but because of their humility, they came to know the truth. They saw the marvelous of.
结果神
开，this name was marvelous.
神开他们的心了。
And the Lord opened their hearts.
得救了。
And they were saved.
但也叫许多人看到这个招牌就摇头啊，就离开了。
Many saw this name and shook their head and left.
那今天一些信徒呢，遭受到这种不断的对真教会的名字的攻击呢，也离开了。
That today some of our believers, because this name, because of the name of the church being attacked by others, they cannot withstand it anymore. They left as well.
那么你的心也要被刀刺透是什么意思呢
？And your heart pierced through your own. This your soul pierced through your own soul as well.
当时是对玛利亚讲的。
Of course, when this was spoken, it was spoken to Mary.
因为玛利亚怀孕耶稣嘛，养育耶稣嘛，所以妈妈的心很痛。
So Mary was pregnant with Jesus and gave birth to him. So the heart of a mother.
他的孩子一整天常常被人家攻击，被人家逼迫，被祭司长、文士那些社会有头有地位的人，宗教界里面的最高领袖，不断的责备，不断的毁谤他。你做妈妈不心痛吗？
So、
你看你的孩子常常被人家这样欺负，你不心痛吗
？That her child has all had, would always be attacked by the leaders, religious leaders at those times, the high priests and the council. As a mother, wouldn't she be in pain because of this?
后来还把他钉死十字架。
At the end, the child was even nailed.
他妈妈也在现场呀。
And the mother was at the foot of the cross.
你不心痛吗
？Wouldn't she her heart be pain?
因为耶稣，玛利亚心很痛，因为这耶稣。
So the heart of Mary was in great pain.
我们今天也是因为真耶稣教会。
Today, because of the name Truth,
常被诽谤、被攻击。
We have been blasphemed and attacked. Always.
我们的心也应该很痛、啊。
Our heart is also, our soul is also being pierced and in agony.
因为我们爱这个教会。
Because we love this church.
因为我们爱主耶稣。
Because we love Jesus.
因为这是我们的家。
Because this is our home.
是神的家，也是我们的家。
This is the household of God. This is our home.
不断的被攻击、被毁谤、被轻视，你的心不痛的吗
？If we have been attacked, been despised, wouldn't we be in pain?
也因为这样哦，所以才有一些负责人、一些长老只是说。不然把真字拿掉吧，换名字吧。
And because of this, some leaders just say, "Why don't we remove the word true? We change the name of the church."
真的有人这样提议。
Some people has proposed this.
就是因为这个真字让许多人跌倒，让许多人反感，让教会不断的受攻击。我们不要这个真的了。
They say because of this word true, that many they receive a lot of attack, and many people left church because of this. So let's remove this word true.
你是不是也有这样的意念呢？也想要把它拿掉呢
？Do we have this same thought to remove this word true?
如果拿掉这个真字哦，不是你心痛啊，是主耶稣心痛，神心痛啊。
If you remove this word true, then it's not us who is in pain in our hearts, it's the Lord Jesus Christ who will be in pain in his heart.
为什么这个真字让你这么反感呢？真字难道不好吗？它就是真啊。
So why is this word true causing so much hurt to you? This is
因为这个真你就反感吗？为什么这样
？Is this just because of this word you have been hurt?
我们日本有一个传道，日本人的传道。
So in Japan we have this Japanese preacher.
台湾受过神学训练，出来被案例当传道的。
So he went through theological seminary training in Taiwan and he was ordained as a preacher.
他坚持了应该也有整十年吧。
He endured in this for about a decade.
后来他不再坚持了。
But no longer he endured in this.
他说：“如果再放真耶稣，这个真人家是假的，没有人要来有了。”
所以
没有人要来教会了。
He said, "If you continue put this name true in our name, then other people will not come. They think they are false."
那你拿掉这个真，变成耶稣教会，就有人来吗？
But if you remove this word true and just call ourselves Jesus Church, will
people come? 我再问你，当你拿掉这个真的时候，不再是真耶稣教会的时候，只剩下耶稣教会的，请问就有人会来吗？
So if you remove this word true from our name, calling ourselves the Church of Jesus or Jesus Church, will people come?
结果也没有人来。
Because no one will still come. No one.
没有人来结果，他说，那应该是因为我们守安息日，我们不要安息日了，因为安息日谁来哦？礼拜天才有人来嘛。
So, he did this and no one comes, so he said it could be the Sabbath day, so he changed the Sabbath day to Sunday so people will come.
所以安息日拿掉了。
So he also changed the Sabbath day.
改成礼拜天来聚会。
And he changed it to Sunday worship.
这是日本曾经正耶稣教会他带领的教会曾经这样。
And this happened in the church that this preacher led.
结果有人来吗？
Did anybody come?
还是没有人来。
No one came.
所以我就执笠了。
So the church closed down.
把真神拿掉。
They removed the true God.
把诫命安息日拿掉。
They removed our Sabbath.
以为这样就有人来。
Thinking that people will come.
人家管你呀、啊，是有真神还是安息日？他管你，人家理你这么多呀。
People will not care whether you have the true God or the Sabbath.
我们不要被骗、被上当，知道？被迷惑，知道？
Do not be deceived and fall into this trap.
人家来不来不是因为这个真，不是完全因为这个真不真的问题。
Whether a person come or not is not wholly based on whether of this.
可是我们却有许多见证是因为这个真才来的，也有很多这种见证。
On the contrary, there are a lot of testimonies that people come because of this word true.
那么这个名字的奇妙在哪里呢？
So where, how is this name marvelous?
没有一个外教会，今天的外教会，全世界外教会的招牌名字有这么奇妙的，没有一个。
Not a single name of any other denomination has such a marvelous name.
因为这个真耶稣教会这个名字将神的救赎经纶、救赎计划、救赎内容透过真耶稣教会这个名字全部完全展现出来显现出来。
So because of this name, True Jesus Church, the whole salvation plan, whole salvation content has been revealed through the name.
请问哪一个招牌是这样的？
Which other names can be like this?
真耶稣教会原来是神的救赎计划来的，救赎的方法透过名字就已经彰显了，知道没有？
So the True Jesus Church, that is the method of salvation of God, and that is the content of the salvation.
神的救赎有关三方面，很重要的三方面。
So the salvation of God has three very important aspects.
救赎里面一定要有真神。
In the salvation, there must be a true God.
神是最高最大的。
He is the highest and most important.
那神当中一定要有耶稣。
And there must be Jesus.
因为耶稣是做神跟人中间的中保来救赎我们。
Because Jesus, he is the mediator between God and man.
让人来回到神那边去。
So that man can return back to God.
那救赎里面一定要有教会。
And in salvation, there must be the church.
教会就是信耶稣的那一群人。
So the church is the group of people that believes in Jesus.
如果真的救赎只有神、只有耶稣，没有教会的、没有信徒的，那你什么叫做救赎啊？什么东西来的呀？
Salvation plan of God does not have has only God and Jesus, but not have the church. Then what is this?
没有教会的。
That there's no church.
就是没有信徒的。
Means there's no believer.
那就是主耶稣自己这样钉死挂在那边，然后呢，没有了。
That just Jesus named the cross, and that's the end of story. There's no one believing.
这个不是救恩内容来的。
This is not the content of salvation.
完整的救恩内容，全备的福音就是真神、耶稣、教会，一定是三个。
The complete salvation, content of salvation, the complete gospel of salvation is the true Jesus.
从那里看得到神的这三个救赎方法，从那里看得到。
So where can we see?
彰显出来。
Where can we see this be manifested?
就从真耶稣教会的招牌。
From the name True Jesus Church.
真神是最高的，我们的天父。
Our God is the highest. He is the Heavenly Father.
那么中间就是耶稣。
And in between the mediator is Jesus.
那教会就是我们信徒相信他的人，被他的宝血洗净的人。
And church is the believers that believe in Him who have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
我们是通过主耶稣这个桥梁到神那边去。
Through Jesus, this bridge we are been led to God.
这个不是救恩的内容吗？
Isn't this the content of salvation?
这个不是神救赎的方法吗？
Isn't this the method of salvation of God?
神耶稣教会这个招牌就讲完它了。
So the true God, Jesus, and the church, this is all in the name.
那你把神拿掉，真神拿掉，这个真字拿掉，真理拿掉。只有耶稣跟教会没有神的呀。
If you remove the word true, then there's no more true God, no more the truth.
没有神哪里会有救恩呢？
If there's no God, then how can there be salvation?
这个救恩是天父真神在创世以前就拟定好的，天父拟定好的、plan好的计划来的。
This salvation has been prepared by the Heavenly Father before the foundation of the earth.
可以把神拿掉吗？
Can we remove God?
那个真是什么？
So what is this true?
真神嘛，还有很多天父嘛。
It refers to true God.
好，那这是我第一个要跟大家讲的。
This is the first thing.
以后你要怎么解释真耶稣教会
？In the future, how do you explain the true Jesus?
很简单，没有世上没有一个教派、一个教会的名称能够把神完整的救赎经纶完全的彰显出来，没有一个招牌这样，只有真耶稣教会。
Very clearly, not a single name of a church in this world, other than True Jesus Church, can show clearly the salvation plan of God.
那关于这个，保罗有解释哦。
Regarding this, Paul has his explanation.
我们来看哥林多前书三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书三章
First Corinthians chapter 3，
我们来读二十三节
Verse 23，
一二三，并且你们是属基督的，那基督又是属神的，你有看到真耶稣教会吗？
Do you see through your church inside this verse?
当保罗讲我们是属我你我们就是指教会嘛。
So when Paul said you, this you refers to the church.
那么我们是属基督的，那基督就是耶稣嘛。
You belong to Christ, so Christ is Jesus.
那基督又是属神的，那就是真神嘛。
And Christ belongs to God, that is true God.
从下面看上去哦，下面看上去教会，然后耶稣，然后真神，从下面到上面去。
So looking from down up, we can see church, Jesus, God.
如果从上面下来呢，就是真神。耶稣，然后教会。
And then from a top-down perspective, God, Jesus, Church.
那更奇妙的是，他在讲这个，我们是属耶稣，耶稣属神的时候，他在讲真神、耶稣、教会这三件事的时候，他在讲圣殿啊。
So when
他是在讲圣殿啊。
So what is marvelous here when he was talking, when Paul was talking about Church, Christ, and God, he's actually referring to the temple.
在哪里看到圣殿
？So where do I see this temple?
他一开始十六节就说：“岂不知你们是神的殿吗
？”So from verse 16 he said, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God?"
神的灵住在我们里头，那就是神的殿啊。
The Spirit of God dwells in you. This is the temple of God.
十七节
，verse 17.
若有人毁坏神的殿，神要毁坏那个人啊。
If anyone destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him.
因为神的殿是圣洁的。
Because the temple of God is holy.
你怎么可以让它毁坏，让它败坏呢
？How can you let it be destroyed?
这个殿是谁呢
？So who is this temple?
这个殿就是我们呢、啊。
This temple is us today.
就是教会啊。
It's a church.
知道吗？教会就是我们，我们就是教会，知道吗
？So we are the church. The church is us.
所以接下去到最后，他就在讲了真神耶稣教会。
So later on, he followed by saying the true God.Jesus and church.
如果从下面好到从地上到天国的时候，就从地上的教会到耶稣，然后到神那边。
So if down up, that is from the earth up, then we look at the church, then Jesus to God.
你看哪一个招牌，哪一个名字是这么奇妙的
？So which name of a church is so marvelous?
把神、耶稣、教会连起来，合而为一。
That is able to join and as one.
没有一间教会是这样的名字。
God, Jesus, and church. There's not another church with such a name.
这个就是这个教会的奇妙。第二个奇妙。
Marvelous thing about this.
第一个奇妙，这刚才已经讲了。因为这个名字有许多人叫许多人跌倒，也叫许多人信主，有没有
？Yeah, that was marvelous. Is this name will cause many to fall and many to rise.
好，然后呢？那主耶稣说，他要将幕后哦，幕后就是说使徒时代过去了，使徒时代的教会都没有了嘛，没有了是吗
？So Jesus said, "End times that is after the apostolic church has ended."
幕后完以圣灵建立的教会，要给一个新名写在教会上面。
So,
新的名字
end times in the name in the church established by the Holy Spirit the letter rain a new name will be given to the church
这不是指使徒教会哦使徒教会没有这个新名哦
this is not referring to the apostolic church the church in the apostolic era does not have this new name
这是末后晚以圣灵第二次降临建立的真耶稣教会
and this is the church that is established with the Holy Spirit the letter rain that is the true Jesus
这个教会呢他有什么名字？他的名字是怎么样的
？So this church, what is the name of the church?
耶稣启示说，那是一个新的名字，从来没有的名字。
Revealed that this is a new name never given before.
会写在这个新的这个新的教会里，在晚已建立的教会里。
This name will be given to the church that's established by the rain, Holy Spirit of the letter rain.
圣经有这样讲吗
？Did the Bible say this?
你有听过这样的解释吗
？Have you heard this explanation?
将来的真耶稣教会出现的时候，神要给一个新的名。
That the appearance of true Jesus church will be the church will be given a new name.
新名是什么
？So what is the new name?
来，我们来看。
Let's look at this.
启示录第三章
Revelation chapter 3
十二节
Verse 12
注意读啊
Let's take note
求圣灵开你的心啊你再看清你再看得清楚了
Let's ask the Holy Spirit open our hearts to see this clearly
一二三得胜的我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子他也必不再从哪里出去我又要将我神的名和我神城的名这城就是从天上我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷并我的新名都写在他上面哈利路亚你有看到吗
Do you see?
在十二节耶稣也是在讲神的殿、哦、 在讲教会，神的殿就是教会哦。
He here is talking about temple of God, which is the church.
我得胜的，我要叫他在神的殿中做柱子，这就是教会哦。
He who overcomes and make him a pillar in the temple of God.
那谈到这个殿、这个教会的时候，耶稣说我要给一个新名写在上面。
So when we talk about this temple, the church, he say I will write on him a new name.
那这个神新的名是怎样的呢
？And what is his new name?
这个新的名有神。有神的名
This new name has the name of God.
又有神城的名
And he has the name of the city of my God.
神的城就是教会嘛，其实就是教会。新耶路撒冷那就是教会啊。
The city of God, Jerusalem, that is a church.
那跟着又还有一个哦。
And following on, there's one more point here.
并且我的新名就是指耶稣的新的名字写在上面哦，写在他的上面。那个他是谁？
And my new name, this new, this mine refers to Jesus, and where is it written on?
好，我来解释一下。
So I explain this.
第一
，Firstly，
将神的名，神的名就是耶稣。
The name of God, and that's Jesus.
这个搞清楚了吧
？This is something we are clear.
哦，将神的名，神的名就是耶稣。
So the name of God is Jesus.
第二句话。
Second phrase.
和神城的名。
And the name of the city of my God.
那神的城的名，神城的名。里面有神的名在这个 城上面。
So the name of the city of my God, the name of God is on the city.
嗯，好，第三点哦。
Third point.
并我的这个我，那个我就是指耶稣，并耶稣的新的名要写在上面。
And my new name, this my was Jesus talking, so it refers to his name.
那这些圣经当中有神。
So in this verse, there's God.
有耶稣，我这个我就是耶稣。
There's Jesus because he was speaking.
要写在他上面，那个他就是教会。
And this name is on him, that is church.
神、耶稣、我、神、我、他、神、耶稣、教会，有没有
？So there's God, there's me, there's Jesus, and there's church.
这三个合起来，联合起来，成为一个新的名字。
And these three combined together to form this new name.
要把这个新的名字写在教会上面，他的上面。And、那个他是指教会。
This new name is a name written on the church.
因为前面的神是指独一真神嘛，那我的名是指耶稣嘛，那接下来就只有信徒，只有教会了，剩下的就是教会。那个他就是指教会了。
So here refers to the church.
耶稣允许说，将来真教会出现了，末世完以圣灵建立了，他要有一个新的名字。
So Jesus has prophesied and promised that in the future the church established by the latter rain.
这个新的名字有真神。这个新的名字有真神。
And in this new name, there's the name of God.
这个新的名字有耶稣。
And this name has the name of Jesus.
这个新的名字有教会。
And this name has the church.
三个合而为一。成为一个奇妙的新的名字。
And these three combined together, having this marvelous name.
除了真耶稣教会，真神耶稣教会，没有一个名字可以符合这个新名。
Other than true Jesus Church, there's true God, Jesus Church, but there's no other name that can fulfill.
也没有一个招牌可以符合神的救赎计划，真神耶稣教会。这个计划这样彰显出来，没有一个。
And not a name of the church can also fully describe the salvation plan of God.
这么奇妙的名字，为什么这么多人没有发现到这些奇妙呢
？Such a marvelous name, yet why has not people noticed this?
只有一部分的学人家讲这个名字不好，这个名字人家反感的，这个名字让人家不喜欢的、啊，就一整天讲这些。
Yet there are people who say this is not a good name. People do not like this name. They are disgusted by this name.
耶稣说，将来的教会，新的教会，我要用这个新名给他呀。耶稣讲的呀。
Jesus himself said that this church, I will give you a new name.
这个名字有神在里面的。
In this name is the God.
有耶稣在里面的。
And that's Jesus.
有信徒在里面的。
That's not the believers.
叫做真耶稣教会。
Hence, true Jesus Church.
现在有一个问题。
Now a problem.
既然讲到教会啊，讲到真神，讲到神。
We talk about God.
为什么不直接说真神耶稣教会？要只是解真耶稣教会，为什么
？Why don't we call the name of the church the True God Jesus Church? Why is it True Jesus Church?
这个就是我在思考的时候，这个就是这个招牌的第三个、第四个奇妙的地方。
So when I was pondering this is the third point and fourth point about how this name is so marvelous.
嗯，因为如果写真神耶稣教会哦，那当然没问题，那当然是正确。
If today we write the True God, Jesus, Church,
但是如果你只写真神哦，那就 focus 到真神独一真神而已。
But if you write 只有独一真神 God, then your only focus is on the true God, only true God.
不够丰富啊，不够更多的丰富、啊。
There is greater abundance.
可是如果只是写真呢
？But if you only write true,
这个真就不单单指 讲独一真神哦，里面还包括真理哦。
This true God, this true not only refers to true God, it also encompasses the truth.
里面还包括真信徒哦。
Have it encompasses the true believer.
里面还包括真葡萄树哦。
The true vine.
里面还包括真以色列，还有凡是有关真的，全部都集中在真这个字里面。
The true Israelite, everything that's to do with the word true is all encompassed.
原来这个真字里面就是神的丰富啊，非常大的丰富。
So in this word true is the great abundance.
用一个真字就包括所有的真在里面。
If it is just one word true, encompass all.
如果只是写真神，耶稣教会，那这 focus 就是只有真神，独一真神。
所以，
那没有谈到真理，没有谈到真葡萄树，没有谈到真信仰，没有谈到真光。都没有了。
So if you say true God, Jesus Church is focused on only true God. You do not talk about the truth, the true vine, the true light, and so on.
谁想得到这种奥妙呢
？So who can come up with such?
谁想到一个真字代表这么多神的丰盛呢
？That this word true can represent all the abundance of God.
神的智慧，神的奥秘啊
！This is the great wisdom, the mystery of God.
这么惊奇奥秘的名字，却被这么多人轻视。什么真耶稣教会、假耶稣教会，就一句话轻视。
Such a great mystery of God, yet people despise it because of this word true.
但是经过讲解，圣灵带领，才知道原来这么奥秘的，这么奇妙的这个名字。
After we explain, after we guided by Holy Spirit, we can understand how marvelous this name is.
单单一个真字里面就隐藏着所有神的真理在里面，神的丰富在里面。
Just this word true encompasses all the truth and all the abundance of God.
太奇妙了。
It's such a great marvel.
Hallelujah.撒旦攻击神的名字、神的教会、神的招牌。
So the Satan attacks the name of God, the Church of God, and the name of the Church of God.
我们今天要维护、爱护这个神的名字、神的城、神的这个新的名啊。
Today we need to love and protect this name of God, this name of the City of God.
那我没有时间再看圣经的了哈。
We don't have time to refer further.
圣经很多说，神要立他显有立他有名的地方哦，来赐福给我们。要有名，要有神名字的地方。
The Bible says that God will bless the people from a place where He has established His name. Place His name.
有吗？有这些圣经章节找得到吗
？These are the Bible verses you can find.
你问张传道哈。
You can ask Richard Chong.
很多了。
There are many.
神一直交代你们要献祭，要去哪里献祭
？The God has instructed them. You have to offer sacrifice in the Old Testament. Where do you go to?
立为我名的地方，要有神的名字的地方。
To the place where I will place my name, establish my name.
那今天的教会哪里有神的名字的
？Today the church's denomination
do
we see the name of Jesus?
耶稣
，Do we see the name of Jesus? Name of God Jesus?
也有很多见证，因为耶稣这个名，有个慕道者说，我要找有耶稣的教会，有耶稣的名字的教会。
So a testimony, a truth-seeking friend say, I want to find a church with the name Jesus, the name of God.
结果他有点做的戏哦，经过我们教会，哎，有真耶稣教，有耶稣的名哦，这个教会我要来，结果的戏走掉了。
So one day,
他说能不能够转回来
？He was on a taxi and he passed by our church and saw in our name of the church Jesus and he wanted to come and then but the taxi went by. He asked the taxi to turn back.
也就是说，你转回来要花时间、花油钱了，要加钱了，加钱没问题。
The taxi driver said, "I turn back. I need to spend more fuel. I need to add."
他说我祷告我的神，祷告主哦，求主带领我，我要找一个有耶稣的教会的名字的，找不到。
He said, "I'm willing to pay more. It's all right because I prayed to God and find a church with the name of Jesus that I couldn't find."
在无意中坐的士经过就看到。
But now suddenly I passed by this church and saw this name.
有他要找有耶稣的名的教会。
He wanted to find a church with the name Jesus as name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
还有很多奇妙的见证。
Yes, still many marvelous testimonies.